Drive into summer savings at Burr Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on all major tire brands like Goodyear, Bridgestone, Firestone, Pirelli, and more. Visit any Burr Brothers today because these summer tire deals are hot and won't last long. Burr Brothers Tire and Service. Complete auto care done better.
Cougar Nation.
The Cougars picked it up! And in overtime, they won it!
Every Monday at 6 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into Cougar Nation. Brought to you by Blue Barn Wealth. Hey, real quick, Matt, another thing that I wanted to add before we get to some phone lines. We see you, Chad from Huntsville and Trevin from Saratoga Springs. We'll get out to you here momentarily. Another thing that's trending down just real quick, Cosmo. That singing in the rain, I was a little brutal. Disappointed. I mean, I know Cosmo has a high bar on the mascot game, but even Cosmo took an L this weekend.
That was inexcusable to have a dance routine without the Cougarettes. That should be a non-starter.
Yeah, like, Cosmo, we love you, dog. Like, you're the man. But, or Cat, we love you, Cat.
He could have slid down the stairs like Jazz Bear on a sled, for heaven's sakes, and we would have loved that.
There was only one guy in the press box that said that was good, and we all looked at him and went, huh? What are you talking about? Singing in the rain?
I gave him the old Joaquin Phoenix Gladiator thumbs down.
Like, Cosmo, we love you. Like, you're the number one mascot in the nation, but it was just one of those nights where everything wasn't working, including for Cosmo, the mascot, who's an absolute stud. Hey, let's get out of the phone line, 801-575-8255. Chad from Huntsville, what gives you hope, Chad?
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. You know, in 85, I was there. I went to BYU, and we scored at will, won the national championship. So I take my kids back every now and again, and I took my whole family down to this game thinking, okay, this is probably going to be one that we win. It's just, for me, it seems like there's no eye of the tiger. You know, there's no effort. Yeah, after the first two possessions by the other team, or our team, and they score quickly, you know, it seems like the defense showed up for one series. That was about it. The rest of the game, where were they? And then, you know, to allow, what, 40-something points to be scored? Are you kidding me? It just seems like, yeah, they had enough effort for one time. Where's the rest of that? Are there too many players who are here on a scholarship or something? And then, you know, the offense, sure, they showed up for two series. Okay, what about the rest of the time? I think I agree with your previous caller. Sometimes there's just too much, I don't know, if they're just grown soft or there's not enough accountability. You know, you make a mistake, you're out of the game. Let's get somebody who can make this happen. So I believe in a good recruiting process, but you're not going to get that if you're losing this many games. Maybe I don't agree with you on Kalani Sitake. I was there when he played, but I just think we got to do something. We got to change this narrative. You know, we're too used to losing and everybody's just happy about it. I'm not happy about it. The students were there for a social gathering. They were vested in the game until the first two plays. And then the rest of the time it was, you know, the new Cougar tails and whatever else is going on. Flirting with the girl next door. You know,
Hey, there's got to be room for that at college, though, Chad, right?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, maybe if it's just, hey, we're filling the stadium, 60,000, that's a lot of people. You know, it helps the budget of the university, great. But, you know, we'd like to, those of us who have been lifelong Cougar fans, we'd love to see us get back on the winning track. And hopefully, you know, that can change in the future. There's always hope, right?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chad. Appreciate it. I do disagree with Chad on one thing. I think we're being a little harsh on the defense. If you go specifically back to the Iowa State game, Mitch, they are put in a horrible position. They actually hold Iowa State to a field goal on the second miscue, so it's 10-0. Offense scores. What happens next? They force a punt. And BYU's offense bottoms out. Yeah. And then how long can you expect the defense to just keep putting it on the line when you know the offense deep down is not going to do jack squat?
Well, and I think Chad makes fair points, though, about how, you know what, like, this BYU brand shouldn't be lowered just because they're in the Big 12. That was one thing that I never – there's been times where Kalani says, you know, we went up against Texas. We're not going to run the ball down their throats against Texas. They're an elite team. Like, Wait, what? Like, when did BYU ever go in with that mindset?
Yep.
That's inexcusable. So that sort of stuff, that's got to change where, you know, and that's where I do feel like I have optimism, too. Another thing that gives me hope, I do feel like BYU administration, they're big into sports and they understand the value of sports. You could have questioned that maybe 15, 20 years ago. I think with C. Shane Reese, the new president, Keith Vorkink, they're big on sports. They want this sports athletic department to commit and be as at a high level as possible. Now, does that maybe goes to a bigger picture beyond them? Salt Lake, are they willing to play the arms race game? Tom Homo said back in July, BYU is not going to get in the arms race of college sports. That's a red flag. Because if you want to turn this around and become a power again, BYU was once a power. When Chad was watching BYU football, they were a powerhouse. And people forget that. And it's like, you want to get to that powerhouse level because this is the stage to get to powerhouse status. Are they willing to invest at the highest of levels unlike ever before? Because I still see discrepancies on support staff where you're not at the same level as even Iowa State. So let's get out to one more phone call. Trevin from Saratoga Springs. What gives you hope, Trevin?
I know you guys have kind of been ragging on Kalani a little bit. I think Kalani gives me hope a little bit. I think he's still the guy to, like, lead us, right? He's still the guy that's there. I think I have hope in him. I think he makes the right decisions. He kind of changed staff last year. He's trying to make those tough decisions. He gives me hope. That's probably my biggest thing of hope. I think the future is bright. I think we got some, an opportunity ahead in the future. It's just, are we going to capitalize on that?
That's the million-dollar question. And
thanks, Trevin.
Here's the thing. The elephant in the room is it gets a little harder to capitalize on that when you don't go to bowl games because there's a decisive advantage for teams that go to bowl games. You get a lot more practice. You get a lot more reps for young players so that when spring ball and the next season hits, you're way ahead of other teams. That's the value of bowl games. The reward is value as well. Don't get me wrong. A lot of these guys – that is reward, but the real reward is in extra development for the program. And if they're going to capitalize, if they want to keep building, they got to get the bowls. That's why it's such a big deal to go to a bowl game.
What's discouraging about this season, though, is that you're dropping the ball in your first impression in the Big 12, unless you somehow pull off a miracle and get a win in these last two games. You got your rival coming in next year, even though they're kind of going through a mediocre year.
If we were having the mediocre year they were having, I'd be jumping for joy.
They're on different platforms right now. Utah's had back-to-back Pac-12 titles. BYU's building up to being a Big 12 title contender. But, like, that adds extra pressure where you're not having momentum going into next year when your rival's joining in. And that's a little bit frustrating for BYU. But, like Trevin, I do believe in Kalani. And I think that there's a great opportunity this week for BYU to kind of get back on track. It's going to be a daunting task, taking down Oklahoma. Like, if you can be competitive – we can look at some bright spots from that. So that's going to be the challenge in front of BYU this week.
Weird time, if you haven't heard already. BYU and Oklahoma kick at 10 a.m. They haven't done this in nearly 20 years. Pregame begins at 8 a.m. right here on KSL News Radio. Hey, a Cougar Tales never seemed more fitting than at 9, 10 in the morning.
Kalani even said they're going to be warm and hot and they're going to be pretty good. It's like, yes.
That's great.
Sorry,
good stuff
I'm
today,
sorry,
Mitch.
Chad. Chad from Huntsville, I know you don't like that Cougar Tail comment, but good stuff today, man.
All right. We'll take the break. The game, Sooners and Cougars, here, 10 a.m. on KSN News Radio. We'll see you next week.